few birds who speak. The first thing people say is, "Oh, you're a raven, go on, say the N-word." If I had a penny, every time that happened, I'd have... Squeak! All right, all right. The raven ruffled its feathers. This thing here is the death of rats. Note the scythe and cowl, yes. Death of rats, very big in the rat world.
The death of rats bowed.
Tends to spend a lot of time under barns and anywhere people have put down a plate of bran laced with strychnine, said the raven. Very conscientious.
Squeak.
All right, what does it, he want with me? Said Susan. I'm not a rat.
Very perspicacious of you, said the raven. Look, I didn't ask to do this, you know. I was asleep on my skull. Next minute he had a grip on my leg. Being a raven, as I said, I'm naturally an occult bird.
Sorry, said Susan. I know this is all one of those dreams, so I want to make sure I understand it. You said you were asleep on your skull.
Oh, not on my personal skull, said the raven. It's someone else's.
Whose?
The raven's eyes spun wildly. It never managed to have both eyes pointing in the same direction. Susan had to resist trying to move around to follow them.
How do I know? They don't come with a label on them, it said. It's just a skull. Look, I work for this wizard, right, down in the town. I sit on this skull all day and go, "Gah!" at people.
Why?
Because a raven sitting on a skull and going, "Gah!" is as much part of your actual wizarding modus operandi as a big dribbling candles and the old stuffed alligator hanging from the ceiling. Don't you know anything?
I should have thought anyone knows that who knows anything about anything.
Why, a proper wizard might as well not even have bubbling grain stuff in bottles as be without his raven sitting on a skull and going, "Gah!"
Squeak!
Look, you have to lead up to things with humans, said the raven wearily.
One eye focused on Susan again.
He's not one for subtleties, him. Rats don't argue questions of a philosophical nature when they're dead. Anyway, I'm the only person round here he knows who can talk.
Humans can talk, said Susan.
Oh, indeed, said the raven. But the key point about humans, a crucial distinction, you might say, is that they're not prone to being woken up in the middle of the night by a skeletal rat who needs an interpreter in a hurry. Anyway, humans can't see him.
I can see him.
Ah, I think you've put your digit on the nub, crux and gist of it all, said the raven. The marrow, as you might say.
Look, said Susan, I'd just like you to know that I don't believe any of this. I don't believe there's a death of rats and a cowl carrying a scythe.
He's standing in front of you?
That's no reason to believe it.
I could say you've certainly had a proper education, said the raven sourly.
Susan stared down at the death of rats. There was a blue glow deep in its eye sockets.
Squeak.
The thing is, said the raven, that he's gone again.
Who?
Your grandfather.
Grandad Lezek? How can he be gone again? He's dead.
Your, other grandfather, said the raven.
I haven't got...
Images rose from the mud at the bottom of her mind. Something about a horse, and there was a room full of whispers, and a bathtub that seemed to fit in somewhere, and fields of wheat came into it too.
This is what happens when people try to educate their children, said the raven, instead of telling them things.
I thought my other granddad was also dead, said Susan.
Squeak! The rat says you've got to come with him, it's very important.
The image of Miss Butts rose like a valkyrie in Susan's mind. This was silliness.
Oh, no, said Susan. It must be midnight already, and we've got a geography exam tomorrow.
The raven opened its beak in astonishment.
You can't be saying that, it said.
You really expect me to take instructions from a bony rat and a talking raven? I'm going back.
No, you're not, said the raven. No one with any blood in them would go back now. You'd never find things out if you went back now.